Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we are starting Siman Tav Tzadi Ches, and we're up to Dinei Shechita B'Yom Tov, Sif Aleph. What has to be understood is that we saw yesterday that Shechita is one of the Meleches Ochel Nefesh that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. It is a Meleches Ochel Nefesh, it's okay to do its actual Meleches Ochel Nefesh, which means when for the actual Shechita itself, although we saw earlier that Shechita, that things that are Meleches Ochel Nefesh, even if you could do it the day before, you're allowed to do it. You should be machmir not to, but you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Even if you could have done it the day before, you could do it on that day. Even besides that, it doesn't make a difference when it comes to Shechita, especially in those days, because in those days, even if it wasn't an actual Meleches Ochel Nefesh, if it was even just a Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, it would be okay because it had to be fresh, and you can't really do it the day before. So Shechita, for two reasons, is okay on Yom Tov itself. Because number one, it's actual Meleches Ochel Nefesh, which is, it's only a chumrah that, again, you should, like today, nowadays, no one shechs on Yom Tov, because you could do it before and put it in the fridge. Okay, but in principle, it would be allowed because it is actual Meleches Ochel Nefesh, and definitely in the time when the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch is talking, for sure they would actually do Shechita on Yom Tov itself because they did not have the Gevaldika refrigeration that we have today. So here we go. Let's start it up. Aleph, ein marin sakin lechacham biyom tov leros imhu roi lishchot bo. So there's halacha as follows. There's halacha that even if a sakin is checked, now a sakin, a knife, has to be checked before shechita. The shechita knife has to be checked before. The reason why this is because the assumption is that the shechita knives do not stay smooth. Speak to Avi Katz, he'll tell you about Avi Katz, the chef. Will tell you that the knives do not stay sharp even in the kitchen, but definitely the shechita knives do not stay sharp. So it has to be checked that there's no pegimot. If there's any pegimot, the shechita is not going to be a good shechita because it's not going to cut smooth. It's going to cut with a little jolt, and it's not going to be a kosher shechita. So therefore, the sakin has to be checked. Now, even if it's checked, and even if it was checked well, then it was checked before Yom Tov, and it was left that no one can touch it. The bottom line is there was a halacha that they always show the sakin to a chacham. I'll cover for the Talmud Chacham, and they'd show the sakin to him before the Shechita. So he says they didn't go ahead and do that on Yom Tov, if it was a good knife from the Chacham. Why? Shema tiyeh peguma. Maybe when the Chacham checks it, he'll find it to be pagum. He'll find it a problem with it. The Yomer lo, and he'll say to him, it's asa l'shchotba. They'll tell him that it's asa to do the Shechita mipnei pegimasa, because of the what? Because of the pegima. Because of the fact that the knife is not good, and therefore, why is that such a big concern? It should be good because the chacham checked that it's not a good knife and it's not going to be a good shechita. So why don't they want to do it? Because if the chacham would find it to be a knife that's pagum, the guy might go ahead and take the knife and sharpen it with a knife sharpener, and that is usur. That's not something you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. It's something that you could have done before Yom Tov. It's at the most, even if it is a machshirei ochel nefesh, and therefore would not be allowed on Yom Tov itself. So therefore, you did not show it to the chacham. Let's see. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Nalef Ein Marin Afilum Kvar Badak Hatabach Liatzmo. Even if the actual shochet checked the knife himself, Be'erev Yom Tov, an erev Yom Tov, Ve'nimtzeis Yafeh, and he saw that it was great and perfect, still they do not show it to the chacham. Why not? Let's look. Beis, liros. What's the issue? Kamosha haya minag bizman chachmei hashas. They had a minag in the time of the Gemara. Laharos hasakin, to show the sakin achar bedikaso, after it was checked by the shochet, whoever checked it, they'd show it to the chacham, mipnei kavod kvodo. For the kavod of the chacham, they would go ahead and show it to the chacham in the town, in the year, in the shchuna, and they'd show him the knife before they would shecht, even though it was already checked. Here, they don't want to do it, because if he checks it, Shema Tiyah Peguma, look at Sifkat and Gimel, Shema Tiyah Peguma, Ubediyevet, he says, Im Heralo. Ubediyevet, though, if they did give it to the Chacham, V'nimtzeis Yafeh, and it ended up being a good knife, Mutter L'shchotba. In other words, it's us to go ahead and give it to the Chacham to check, but if he checked it and found that it was good, it's not going to pass the use of the knife, because at that time it's a good knife. You just weren't allowed to go ahead and show it to him. And again, the issue here is, what you have to appreciate is, you're probably scratching your head and you're saying, I don't understand. But if they're showing it to the chacham, then it's not, you know, and we're afraid that it's pagum, then it's not going to be a good shechita. So what you have to understand, you have to realize, is that a shechita knife
is also checked after the Shechita also. And number one is, it was checked already, and it's probably okay. So therefore, you can check. And number two, even if there was a problem, so every Shechita knife is checked after the Shechita to see that it was a good knife. And if we find, and they find that it wasn't a good knife after the Shechita, they also don't allow the behema. So it's not like, oh, we're saying we're not showing it to a Chacham, and we're going to let you eat treifus. The idea is that the knife is already checked, okay? He says you don't go ahead and show it to the Chacham, okay, before the Shechita, because you don't want it to find Pagimus, okay? Because if you find Pagimus, that's going to cause trouble, because a person might chas v'shalom get all frazzled, and it'll sharpen the knife, which would be a lav on Yom Tov. Continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says, however, the Chacham she'ra'a sakin la'atzmo, however, a Chacham himself who looked at the knife to see that it's good, yachol la'shilo la'acherim, he could go and he could then loan it out, the knife, to others, meaning the Chacham can go and check a knife himself and then give it to others to do the Shechita. What's the issue? Let's see. Sifkat and Dalid. Shera sakin la'atzmo. Hainu bebeso b'yom tov k'dei lishchotba. That is, a Chacham went ahead and he checked the knife in order to do Shechita in his own home. And he could therefore, once he did the checking, there's no problem at all him then going ahead and loaning it out, because we're not concerned at all that a Chacham is checking his own knife. The Chacham knows the halacha that he's not allowed to go ahead and sharpen the knife. The only concern here is that an Amaretz, if someone doesn't know the halacha, is if he gives it to a Chacham and he finds out that the knife is not good, he'll go sharpen it. But the Chacham himself, we're not afraid. That's what he says, Vayemer Pichadash, Shemesadeid, as I just said, Da'afilu lechadchila, Yachal HaChacham lerosa kino shel atzmo. The Chacham could, even if he's not going ahead and checking out the knife for himself, he can lechadchila check out the knife by himself in order k'dei la'ashila la'acherim, in order to give it to others. Why? Atam, what's the reason? She'atiru l'chacham, why they allow the Chacham to do it? Like I just said, the legabe, because with respect to the Chacham himself, leke lemechash shema yashchizena. There's no concern that he's going to go ahead and he's going to sharpen the knife. Why? The odeya she'asur lahashchiz. He knows that it's us to go ahead and sharpen the knife. Umitam zeh, based on this, mutar ha'chacham gam kein kishe'eno rotze lismoch al bedikaso laharo sakino l'chacham acher. Now he's saying an interesting other thing. He's saying, not only can the Chacham check his own knife and then loan it out, let's say the Chacham is checking his knife to go ahead and do a Shechita, right? He would, and then he sees it pretty good, but you know what? He says, you know, I want to get extra clarity on this Shechita knife. I have a little Shaila on this Shechita knife. No, he's not 100% sure. He's 99% sure. And he wants to go to his, you know, Rabbi Willard wants to go check it out with Rav Shachter. I remember I once asked Rav Shachter once a Shaila in Hilchas Nida. And he sent me to Roy Willig. So I'm just returning the favor of saying, he went to Roy Willig, and Roy Willig said, go to Rav Shachter. Anyway, so the bottom line is, okay, that in this case, he would be able to go to another Chacham to get the knife checked. Why? Because there's no concern with the Chacham himself that he's going to go ahead and sharpen the knife. The Chacham knows, you know, knows Torah. He knows he can't sharpen the knife on Yom Tov. Okay, and therefore, okay, that's the halacha. So bottom line, it goes like this. The regular Shochet, okay, after he checked it, listen, ideally he should have had a Chacham check it before Yom Tov, okay? But he didn't. And you can't now go ahead and give it to a Chacham. So you have to go through with it, whatever Bedika was done already, and go through with the Shechita, okay? Without showing it to a Chacham, even though that was normally the minhag to show it to a Chacham. What was the concern is that there's a bedika that has to be done after the Shechita to make sure that something didn't happen during the Shechita, or maybe right before the Shechita, maybe right when he cut into the skin, something happened to the knife, and therefore it wasn't a good Shechita of the Kana and the Veshet, of the trachea and the esophagus. Maybe it punctured it as opposed to sliced it. So therefore, a bedika always has to be done after the Shechita. So he says, when we're talking about that bedika, that you could do on Yom Tov, and you have to do it on Yom Tov. That's mutter. Why? The lo shayich gabe shema yashchi zena. There's no concern there. You're going to go ahead afterwards and sharpen it. If you find it pagum, it's not going to help. It's not going to go ahead and help to sharpen the kasha the shechita. It's not going to help. Your behemah is already shechted, so there's nothing to worry about. and now oust the halacha to be able to allow you to eat it. You have to go ahead and do a bedika of the knife to make sure you had a good shechita. Okay? Sif beis. Yachal laholich sakin v'habehema etzel tabach lishchot. A person's allowed to go ahead and carry, talking now even in Mishus HaRabim, a knife, the shechita knife, and the behema. And let's say it's a nice, he could walk the behema to the tabach lishchot to go ahead and shecht it. Now what's the chiddush of the behema? Because look what he says. V'afilu gedi katan, and even a little baby goat, shetzarech lahalicha al tefo. Well, he has to carry the animal on his shoulder, just like the animal can't walk. So he can carry the animal, and he can carry the shechita knife to the shochet. V'afal pi shehaya efshar lahalicha me'atmol. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that is something that he could have done the day before. Why could he have done it the day before? Because it wasn't shechted yet. So you could bring the animal and the shechita knife to the shochet the day before. Even so, you're allowed to bring it to him on the yom tov itself. And then Ramah says, "V'hu adin shatabach yochol laholich hasakin et labehema." And he says, and not only that, the tabach could also bring the sakin, the shechita knife, to the behema. So what we're seeing here is that carrying is totally going to be mutter. Carrying is going to be mutter on yom tov, even if it could have been done the day before. Now that's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Because lechara, the carrying, seemingly is at best machshirei ochel nefesh, right? You don't, that's not the shechita itself. In order to do the shechita, he had to carry the knife and the animal to the shochet. But that's not the actual meleches ochel nefesh itself. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Let's see. Sifkatam test. Sakin va'behema etzel tabach. He could bring the shechita knife and the behema to the shochet. Va'filu derech reshus harabim. Even meleches hotza d'oraisa through reshus harabim. The ain choshishin, and we're not concerned, shema yimalech below yishchat, and we're not concerned, maybe he'll change his mind and not do a shechita, v'nimtzain, in the end, he was motzi, he carried hotzi, shelo l'tzorech, he carried for no reason at all. So now we have to understand, what does he mean, and he carried for no reason at all? So hotza, like havara, is one of those malachos that we apply the principle, we talked about this in the introduction to Hilchas Yom Tov, that it's one of those malachos where we say mitoch, mitoch shehudra letzorach ochal nefesh, it's also hudra shelo letzorach, but not lo letzorach legamre. It has to at least be for some tzorach. So if he brought it for no tzorach, that would be a problem. So therefore we say we're not choshesh that, oh, maybe in the end he'll decide, hey, I don't want to go ahead and do the shechita, and therefore he carried shelo letzorach. Sif katan yud, v'afal pi shehaya efshar, and even though he could have carried the behema and the knife to the shochet, and vice versa, the shochet could have carried the knife to the behema on erev yom tov. Still, it's okay to bring it on yom tov. Why? Here's a big yisod. The hotza ba'ochel nefesh, because hotza on ochel nefesh, that is viewed as ochel nefesh itself. Ketichun ochel nefesh atzmo dami. Okay, this is a big sugya for Ian Shear, that hotza, when we're talking about hotza, you are carrying that whole animal. You're not doing something else in order to do the melachah ochel nefesh. Halachically, it's viewed as melacha on the entity of the ochel nefesh itself. The lo kemachshirin, and not the machshirin. Not just because you're carrying the behema, but if you're carrying the knife as well, that is going to be doing the shechita. That's the chiddush of hotza. Hotza basically takes the form of the melachah ochel nefesh that is actually being done. Ulekach ein chiluk. Therefore, once we say that, there's no difference between Esher Meba'od Yom Lo. There's no difference whether or not he could have done it the day before. V'afilu Dasa Yesh Machmirin. And even according to the Yesh Machmirin, if you remember, right, we're Machmir when it comes to all other Meleches Ochel Nefesh, that Midrabanan, you should be Machmir and not go ahead and rely on doing any Meleches Ochel Nefesh that you could have done the day before. When it comes to Hotza, they're Megal all the way. There you can go ahead, even if you could have done it before. Even lechatchila, you don't have to be machmir. Lenin otza ein lahachmir. When it comes to otza ein lahachmir, you don't have to do it the day before. You can carry it on the day itself. V'hu adin hasakin eitzel habehema. V'lo amrinan t'tov yoser shehabehema telech v'raglea eitzel hatabach. We don't say that it's better that the behema should walk, if it could walk, to the shochet, as opposed to the shochet carrying the knife. It's no problem. No problem at all. Take the behema and carry it. Take the knife and carry it to the behema, even though the guy himself could go ahead and take the animal and walk it beregel to the shochet. The shochet can go ahead and carry the knife to the animal itself. We will stop here. And tomorrow, Mitz Hashem, we will come up to some very, very, a little more complicated halachas. But in Mitz Hashem, we'll keep moving weiter in Shas. And again, a lot of these halachas will get, you know, we go over and over them. We still don't know exactly what the hetairim for machshirei ochal nefesh is. What exactly is a machshir and ochal nefesh and a heter and things like that and melechas ochal nefesh. So that will all remains to be seen. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Bye-bye.